Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A while back, I accidentally called the wrong number on my cell phone. I was trying to call a mechanic to work on my car that had an oil leak. However, I must have dialed wrong. When someone picked up the phone, it was a man's voice who asked why I was calling in a sort of strange tone. I said my name, and I asked if this was a mechanic that I was trying to reach. He said no, and once again in a strange tone, he asked me why I had called that number. I said that I must have dialed wrong by mistake, and I didn't mean to, and I apologized. The person on the other end of the phone just said, "Okay." Then they hung up. The whole interaction just seemed really weird to me, but overall, I was glad that it was over. I dialed again, and this time correctly got the mechanic that I was going for. But not long after I got off the phone with the mechanic, there was a call back from the first number that I had called. I answered and said hello, but was hung up on immediately without anybody saying anything. I didn't know if it was a mistake or what, but after that, they didn't call me again. So during this time, I was renting a house and I lived by myself.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The house was pretty small, and it was on a street with a lot of other houses that was fairly populated. It was common to see people walking down the sidewalk and stuff, and cars parking on the side of the street as well. But despite that, I started to notice strange things. The first was that I saw this car parked right across the street from my house really late at night. This was the very next night. I'm not sure exactly how I noticed the car parking right away. I think I just happened to be near the window and noticed it. But this man got out and he just kind of stood around by the car. He was looking around and I moved away from the window, but I kept watching him. The man looked in the direction of my house several times, like that was his main focus. By now, I was suspicious. However, the man did not really do anything. After about 10 minutes, he went back into the car. He didn't drive away, though. Before going to bed, I saw that he was still in the driver's seat of that same car, and that was like half an hour later. I was really weirded out. Nothing seemed to happen, though, and the next morning, he was gone. The next day, I saw these two guys walking down the street, but this time, it was during the daytime. They were both wearing sunglasses, and I only noticed them because they went back and forth down the sidewalk a bunch of times. They kept passing by my house and kind of glancing over. They went by at least 10 times in the span of an hour, and I had never seen them before prior to that. They also weren't doing any work or anything like that. I didn't know what was up with them. Then, later on that night, I was passing by the front of the house, and I caught somebody running out of my front yard. I couldn't tell who it was, other than it appeared to be a man, and he ran off down the street and out of my sight. Things like that hadn't been happening prior to this. I didn't know what was going on. There were more small things that happened that I'm not really sure about. Things like cars pulling into my driveway just to turn around, people walking down the street late at night, or unknown vehicles parking on the side of the road across from my house at all hours of the day and night, and the driver never getting out. For like a week, these things happened all the time. I had no idea why. Slowly, they decreased though, and then seemed to stop. I wasn't sure if I was just randomly paranoid for some reason, or if something was going on. And the phone call was so strange, I feel like they might be linked. Because prior to the phone call, I didn't notice anything like that happening, and almost right after, I noticed it. But overall, I don't really know anything. Nothing that definitive happened, like nobody tried to break into my house, and nobody knocked on my door. It was all really sketchy and suspicious things that just makes me wonder. I'm just glad that nothing strange has happened since then, and these things seem to have stopped. It remains a bit of a mystery. This happened a long time ago. Back then, I lived in an apartment by myself. This would have been sometime in the early 2000s. So, I was trying to call my friend one night on the home phone in my apartment. I had her number written down and had almost memorized it. My phone was kind of old and I didn't have caller ID or many modern functions. That wasn't a big deal to me though. So anyways, as I was dialing my friend, I must have dialed the wrong number because when the call got picked up, I heard a man's voice. I knew that my friend lived alone, like I did. Still, I asked if she was there, and the guy said that nobody by that name lived there. So I said that I was sorry and I must have dialed the wrong number. The man said he understood and it was okay. Then I hung up. I dialed again for my friend, and this time made sure to dial each number correctly. When the call went through, I got my friend and then I started talking to her. We were best friends, and we talked on the phone almost every day, many times for hours. So when we were talking, I remember that I heard another call coming in, but I didn't bother to hang up and answer it. I talked with my friend for about an hour, and then hung up. After that, it was sometime at night, maybe 9 o'clock or so. I got another call on my phone and picked it up. I heard a man on the other end, and realized that it was the same guy who I had accidentally called earlier. He said hi, and that he tried to call me before. I told him that the line had been busy. He said that after I called him, I sounded cute and asked if I wanted to go on a date with him sometime. He also said that based on my area code, he figured that we lived in the same city. I realized that the guy must have had caller ID. To me, this did not seem like a good idea. For one, his voice didn't sound very attractive to me. But also, for me being a young woman, I didn't think it was smart to go on a random blind date with a guy who I accidentally called the wrong number. I told him that I just didn't want to, and it was nothing personal, but I didn't know him. He tried to convince me, but I really didn't want to, and I was finding it to be increasingly awkward. Finally, the guy said he understood and then hung up. But apparently, he did not in fact understand, because he called me back like 10 minutes later. I answered because, again, I didn't have caller ID, and I didn't know who it was that was calling me. When I answered the phone, he asked if I had changed my mind yet. I said no, it's been like 10 minutes. He said that he just thought he would ask, and I said, okay, goodbye now, and then I hung up the phone. Then I called my friend again, because I just had to tell her about the crazy thing that had happened. For the rest of the night, the man did not call.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The next day, I was at work during the day like usual. I got back to my apartment and was having a normal night with no strange phone calls or anything. But at about 8 o'clock, there was a knock on my apartment door. I didn't know who it would be because I wasn't expecting anyone, and I wasn't thinking about the man in the moment who had called me previously. When I looked through the peephole, I saw a guy standing there. He just had a creepy look to him and gave me a bad feeling, and I'm not just saying that. I had not remembered the phone calls in that moment. I was about to answer the door when I saw the guy reach into his pocket. I was curious, so I kept watching. He took out a cell phone and then started dialing a number. Moments later, my phone rang. That's when I realized who it was. I walked over to my phone, and for some reason, I answered. The guy asked me if I was at home, and I said, "What's it to you?" The man told me to open my front door. That's when I knew for a fact who it was, and I told him to go away. He said that I should go out with him and give him a chance. I told him that if he didn't go away now, I was calling the cops. He got offended and then finally hung up the phone. I went to the peephole again, thinking that he had left, but he hadn't. He was still there. Then he loudly banged on the door. I still didn't open it. He yelled at me, demanding that I let him in, but I still wouldn't do it. By this point, I was about to call the cops, but he finally turned and stormed off. That's when I looked out of the door again for a while and made sure that he had gone, and after he was out of sight, I looked out into the hallway just to make sure that he was actually gone. He was. I was extremely creeped out by the guy. I don't know how he knew exactly where I lived. I think that maybe he looked me up in the phone book. It was a very scary experience, though. Last year, I had a pretty creepy experience involving a wrong number, or at least that's what I thought it was. Randomly one time, I got a text from a number that I didn't know, simply saying, "Hey." I wasn't sure who it was, so I said, "Hey, who's this? I don't have this number saved." The person responded saying, "Hey Mark, meet me." My name is not Mark, so I knew that it was a wrong number. I responded saying that I was not Mark and they must have the wrong number. Very soon after, I got another text. They said, "Okay, who are you?" I realized then that it was probably a scam and they were trying to get my information. I heard about some of these sort of text scams and had gotten one once before. Most of the time, if somebody actually has the wrong number, they will just say, "My bad, wrong number," and then not text again. They wouldn't be very interested in you, but only interested in the actual number they're trying to reach. So when they asked who I was, I didn't respond. But surprising to me, they texted again a while later. This time, they texted saying, "Answer me." This was strange, but I still thought that it was a scam. I responded and said, "I'm not falling for your scam." I thought then that they wouldn't respond to me, but I was wrong. Just moments after I sent the text, they tried FaceTiming me. At first, I didn't answer it. I thought that it was too weird, and I was not expecting it at all. But after I didn't pick up, they tried to FaceTime me once more. This time, I was curious, so I decided to answer. When I did, it was hard to see at first who was on the other end. But after looking, it appeared to be somebody who was in a very dark, unfinished basement. I couldn't make out the details of their face because it was too dark and sort of blurry. The quality wasn't the greatest either, but I could tell that it appeared to be a man, and he started talking in an extremely deep voice. The voice did not sound natural, like he was trying to fake it. As he spoke, I couldn't make out any of the words that he was saying either. He was sort of mumbling, and it didn't make any sense. I said nothing because I had no idea what to possibly say. I just sat there watching him in shock. He continued to move around the dark basement and ramble incoherently in that creepy deep voice. He went on for about a minute or two, and I couldn't take it anymore. I ended the call, and then I blocked the number right then and there. It was really strange. After that, I didn't get any other weird texts or calls. Looking back at it now, I still have no clue who that was.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
I'm not sure why they texted me or called me. It was not the scam like I thought it was. But what was it? I'm still trying to figure that out. I live alone, and I still have a home phone. This is something that I've seen is less common nowadays because of cell phones, but I have a plan with the cable company where I get phone, internet, and TV in a bundle. So I still have a landline telephone in the house, but I will admit I hardly ever use it. However, something happened not long ago that is making me seriously consider getting rid of it altogether. I was at home by myself one evening not too long after arriving home from work. As I was watching TV in the living room, I heard the home phone ring. I wasn't sure who it was because I didn't get too many calls on that phone, and the ones that I do are usually just spam telemarketers or things like that. But it was nighttime now, so not the time when they usually called. I got up and walked over to the phone. I looked at the screen and it said, "Unknown caller." Now, this would be enough for most people to not answer, and normally I wouldn't either, but on this time, for whatever reason, I was curious and decided to answer the phone. When I did, I heard nothing at first. I said, "Hello?" and then said it again. There was still nothing. Then I heard a man on the other end of the phone who sounded upset. He said, "I think I have the wrong number." I said, "Okay, no problem." The man said nothing, but I could hear him breathing. It was really weird, so I hung up the phone. Then I went back to the couch. However, only about a half an hour later, the phone rang again. I went back over, and it said "unknown caller" again. I answered the phone once more because I was somehow even more curious now. It was the same guy. And this is what was really strange. Without me even saying anything, like right after I picked up, he said, "I think I have the wrong number," the same thing as he said before. Once more, he sounded borderline distraught. I was so confused. I said, "Okay, well, you called me again." He said nothing. I asked, "Who is it that you're trying to call?" The man started to say again, "I think I have the wrong number," but he hung up before he finished saying it, so he only said, "I think I have the r-," and then he hung up. I was really weirded out by this guy. I didn't know why he kept calling me if he had the wrong number. And why did he sound so upset? Also, the fact that my caller ID said "unknown number" made the whole thing that much more creepy. I returned to the couch hoping that he would not call again, but he did. It was almost an hour later when the phone rang. I picked it up once more. This time, as soon as I picked up, I said, "Why do you keep calling me?" There was a long pause, and then the man said, "I think I have the wrong number." I said, "Call me again and I'm reporting you." Then I hung up on him. Now, I will admit, I do not know how to block a number on a home phone. I only know how to do that on a smartphone. So I just went back to what I was doing and hoped that he wouldn't call again. The phone rang again about an hour after that. By now, it was getting to be later at night. I got up and saw that it was unknown caller again. By now, I was fully freaked out. I thought about picking up, but decided not to. I thought that maybe if I didn't entertain this guy's madness, he would let me be. So I walked away. But then I heard the beep of the answering machine. I froze in my tracks and listened. The man started speaking. He said, "I think I have the wrong number." Then he repeated it again. "I think I have the wrong number." Each time he said it, he sounded more upset and distraught. He said it 4 times before being cut off during the 5th time and hanging up, ending the message. After that, he didn't call for over an hour. I figured my method of not answering the phone had worked. Soon, I got ready for bed and headed to my room to go to sleep. I fell asleep without much problem despite being slightly creeped out, but I was awoken sometime in the middle of the night. As soon as I awoke, I heard the sound of the phone ringing. This was strange because although the phone ring could be heard from my bedroom, it wasn't loud enough to wake me up typically. Normally, I would sleep right through it, but not this time. I looked at the clock and it was 2 a.m. I heard the phone ringing and then it finally stopped and went to message. I was dreading hearing the voice again and could not believe that the guy was still calling me, especially at this hour. But he did not leave a message at all, which made me feel slightly better. However, the guy then simply called again. My phone was ringing once more. I still didn't answer. Then, after the phone ringing stopped, the guy called again about 30 seconds later. It was like he was just going to keep calling me and calling me. Finally, I got up and went to the phone. As it was ringing again, I decided to answer it. When I did, I heard nothing at first. Then I said, "Hello?" Then I heard the man again. He said, "I think I have the wrong number." It was too creepy. I instantly hung up the phone. Then I unplugged it from the wall and took the phone jack out as well. That made it finally stop. I was so freaked out that it took me almost an hour to fall back asleep. The next day, I was still thinking about how crazy that was. I left my phone unplugged for over a week. Since then, I've put it back in, and I have not received any more crazy calls like that. I still wonder who did that and why. Maybe it was just a prank, but whoever did that really went to great lengths if that's the case. I mean, to call that many times, never laugh, and to do it after 2 a.m. when I wasn't answering is pretty crazy. And I also have no idea who could have possibly done that or why they would have pulled a prank like that on me. I'm just hoping that that guy never calls me again. This happened a long time ago, back around the year 2000. I was 12 years old and I lived at home with just my mom and my older sister. At the time, my sister, who was 16, had gone to a friend's house for the night. My mom was gone working late, which she occasionally did, and I never really knew exactly when she would be home from work. It was a Friday night, and after getting home from school and doing my homework, I was getting hungry. By the time it was around 6:30, I decided to call my mom to try to find out when she would be home. If not, maybe she would let me order a pizza or something. Back then, I did not have a cell phone, but my mom did. Obviously, it was not a smartphone, and I had to dial the whole number from the home phone every time I were to call. So I remember that I dialed and then waited for my mom to pick up the phone. However, nobody answered. There was this robotic message that said, "This call has been sent to voicemail." I was sort of confused, but then I decided to leave my mom a message. I told her that my sister had left and I was home by myself, and I was wondering when she would be back or if I should order something. Then I hung up the phone. About 5 minutes later, the phone rang. I picked it up figuring that it was my mom, and sure enough, it was. She told me that she was still stuck at work and said that my sister could take me somewhere to get food if I wanted. I told her that she was gone, and I asked if she had gotten my message. My mom said no, she hadn't got a message. I figured maybe her cell phone was broken, or maybe the answering machine with it was broken. Back then, technology wasn't quite what it is today. So we talked briefly, and my mom said that she would be home in maybe an hour or so. Then we hung up, and I decided that I would wait for her. So I was in the living room about 10 minutes later, and the telephone rang again. I thought that it was either my mom again or maybe my sister, so I picked it up. When I did, it was neither, but a man's voice on the other end. I did not recognize his voice, but he said hello. When I asked who was calling, the man said that I had left him a message earlier. I was confused and said no, I didn't. He said that I had, and asked why I called him, and started asking who I was and stuff. I said that it must be a mistake, and I remember that he said he was not mad at me. I was kind of getting creeped out by the guy, so I just hung up the phone. It was a short time later, though, that I realized that I must have called him after all. When I had tried to call my mom the first time, I must have called him by mistake. He must have been who I left the message for. It was weird, but I also thought that when the guy called me, he was acting kind of strange. I just hoped that he wouldn't call again, and he didn't. However, probably 30 minutes later, and my mom still wasn't home yet. I was in the living room when out of nowhere, there was a knock at our front door. I got up and went to a window to look outside before answering. I saw this random man standing there. He was a little bit bigger of a guy and looked fairly young for an adult and had sort of large glasses.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Because I didn't know who he was, I was not going to answer the door. The man knocked again, and I still did nothing. Then I remember that he did something that really surprised me. He tried opening the front door. Thank God it was locked. Now I was really creeped out, and I was about to run to the phone and call the police, but the man stepped away from the door. He started to walk around the house, but then backed off. He walked back over to his car while looking around at both our house and the neighbors. After going down the driveway, he got into his car, which was parked out in the street. Then he drove away. I called my mom after that and told her about the guy. She was thankfully on her way home. When she got back, the man was long gone. He did not return. Since then, I feel like the man who tried to enter our house was the guy that I accidentally called. I don't know how he would have got our address, though, but I think it's too crazy to be a coincidence.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.